It's Thursday the 3rd of November 2015 and I'm in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I've been unable to do any work this morning despite waking up early because the Wi-Fi in the hotel while working isn't giving us the internet, so that's been a bit of a waste of time and I'm now behind schedule. Anyway, I'm off to King Saud University this morning to the main campus, which is the male campus, for my final visit of this week. Tonight I pack up and early tomorrow morning I go to the airport and go back to the UK. That's my visit to King Saud University in Riyadh over for this time and for this year. I got in really early this morning. It only takes about 5 minutes to get from the hotel to the campus. At night it takes nearly 45 minutes to get back. The traffic is just terrible. And the driver today took a different route which seemed inordinately long. Every single driver I've been with has taken a different route. The young Indian gentleman who takes me in the morning, he's the one who gets there quickest and gets me back quickest. It's also Thursday afternoon, so that means it's the end of the week. The week ends at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I went in to see the Dean and there were one or two people in the outer offices. I spent an hour with him planning the future visits and what we're going to do between now and my next visit. Came out and the place was deserted. The whole place was deserted. So he'd obviously collared one of his staff. Poor unfortunate chap to cut into his weekend and take me home. And tomorrow's Friday, which is like our Saturday, and then Saturday is like our Sunday. And everybody looks forward here to the weekend. I'm not entirely sure what they get up to. There'd been a bit of a dust storm last night, and there was a lot of sand on the roads this morning. So I'm glad to be going. My flight's at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's just after 11 o'clock at night now, but I'm going to go at midnight because I'm going to go crazy if I stay in this hotel any longer. And at least at the airport I can walk about, look at a few different things, and think about a present for my 17-year-old daughter, who was my youngest daughter, 17 today. And she wants a bag, so we'll see what's on offer there. I've also got a couple of hours in Doha when I might be able to do some shopping, but I imagine I'm going to be pretty tired by the time I catch this flight. But I daren't go to sleep here because I'll feel miserable when I waken up, and I would really like to sleep on the second flight all the way back to the UK. So the rest of the podcast will be travel noises, aeroplane noises, train noises and such like, until I'm back at Hull station sometime mid-afternoon tomorrow on Saturday. No, I get confused because of the weekends here. I'll be back on Friday, the 4th of December.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Port Sealsa flight deck, Captain Jason Johnson speaking. I'm aboard this Qatar Airways flight 1167, shortly bound for Doha. I'm at International Way Airport. We're just waiting on the last two passengers to join us. We're on our way very shortly. Joining their flight deck is Captain Taylor and also First Officer Saeed in the cabin. Service Director, Ms. General Crew, welcome aboard. Flight time through to Doha is 45 minutes. Expecting reasonably smooth flying conditions. Weather in Doha, expecting a fine morning for arrival. Should sit back, relax, enjoy the 5-star service. I'll call you a little bit closer into Doha with an updated weather and arrival time. It's great to have you aboard.
نرحب بحضراتكم على رحلة 45 والمتجهة إلى مانشستر إن شاء الله. نود نرحب ترحيبا خاصا بحضرات أعمال نادي الامتياز وبالتحالف العالمي الواحد. إن نادي الامتياز هو برنامج مكافآت لحضرات
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention please? We are waiting for Dr. Fauzia Shafiq. I repeat, Dr. Fauzia Shafiq. If you are on board, please identify yourself to the nearest cabin door. Thank you. Very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck. This is the captain. My name is Daryl Thompson. With me on the flight deck this morning is senior lift officer Florian Bronstad. It's our pleasure to welcome you on board our flight to QR045 for Manchester. Our flight time this morning is 7 hours and 6 minutes, and we'll be cruising at a final altitude of 38,000 feet. We're expecting generally good weather conditions for our route, occasional light passes, but please ensure you have your seatbelt fastened at all times, even if the seatbelt sign has been switched off. I shall be speaking to you again just prior to our season to give you an update on the weather and our arrival time for Manchester. Kevin Sims, director this morning, is here in this excellent crew. We'll be taking care of your safety and your comfort, and we trust you will enjoy our five-star flight service. Have a very pleasant day on board. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Qatar Airways. On behalf of Qatar Airways, the Oneworld Alliance, co-chair with American Airlines, Captain Thompson and his crew, we welcome aboard Qatar Airways flight QR45 to Manchester, UK. They would like to express a special welcome to our visitor members and Oneworld Premium Flight members on board. The 10 minutes from now, an expected arrival time.
Into Manchester on 11:35 p.m. Those of you wishing to reset your watches, the local time in Manchester is 11:13. The latest weather report we have is for good visibility. Clear skies. Temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. Light westerly winds. It's a pleasure having you on board today. On behalf of Qatar Airways and the entire crew, we wish you a very pleasant stay and customers continuing to onward destination. We wish you a safe connection to your final destination. Have a very good day.
gentlemen, explaining the flight with us, check in on messengerdrivers.com and have next screen in time at the airport. Choose your seat. Read your boarding pass and use the fastback drop counter to the airport. You check in your luggage with the messengerdrivers.com. Thank you.
My adventure in the Middle East over for this month, and that's my travelling and flying over for 2015. Next visit will be in January to Oman, then after that I'll be going to Holland and then to Taiwan.